Welcome to the We Like to Say We're Experts podcast, where we go over noteworthy news, pop culture, and everything in between. And now, your hosts, Evan and Nicole.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nicole, and I have my co-hosts.
Evan.
And Evan, what is today?
Today is our 50th episode.
I cannot believe that almost two years, because I think we started February 2018, mm-hmm. We're episode 50. It's so exciting.
We're cruising. We're doing pretty good.
I know.
Little startup grassroots podcast.
Yeah, but we're going to jump right in, as usual, with some fun news stories. So the first one I have today, I read this headline and I was like, I just have to include this story. So the headline is, man sues bakery for not making Hawaiian rolls in Hawaii. Mm. Like, you know, it's like Hawaiian rolls brand.
Yeah, they usually get them at like the grocery store.
Yeah, so a man has filed a class action lawsuit against a bakery for misleading him into believing that their Hawaiian rolls are made in Hawaii. Robert Galinsky of Yonkers in New York said his lawsuit against King's Hawaiian is that their sweet rolls are not made in Hawaii. He said that the package prominently features, and I might be pronouncing this, Hilo Hawaii on the front, prompting customers to believe they're made in Hawaii, but on the back, the package says they're made in California. Just seems like a waste of a lawsuit. To me.
Nobody tell this guy that yodels are not made in the Alps. This is like one of those super trivial, extra frivolous, like, oh, I'm gonna get my big payday because, you know, Hawaiian rolls were made in Hawaii, which...
I'm looking at a picture of the packaging. I don't see that it says made in Hawaii. Maybe this is like an older picture, but... I don't know. To me, I would never, like, if I saw this packaging, I'd be like, it could be made in Hawaii. It could just be the name.
I thought it was just the type. I always thought it was just the type.
Yeah.
The type of roll. It's like.
I never really, like, overly worried if it was made in Hawaii or not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not like. There's, like, the only sort of similar thing that really springs to mind is, like, champagne. And champagne is only champagne if it's made in, like, the Champagne
right.
region of France. But, like, it's a bread roll. Why do you care where it's made? Just eat it.
Because people want money, and they'll try to sue for anything.
In that case, I need to find a lawyer. Gonna go after the big yodel market.
All right, you have fun with that, hon. You let me know how that goes.
Coming up next week on episode 51, there's only one podcast host.
Well, going into our second story of the week, I don't know if we've talked about this on this show, but they're doing a... revival of the Dexter from Showtime. And side note, that was one of my favorite shows. I will gladly talk about Dexter with anybody. But usually every season there's like a quote unquote like big bad, like another killer or someone trying to like who's not a killer who like is on to Dexter. Like they always pit him against someone. Okay. And in this new season, it's gonna be Clancy Brown, aka Mr. Krabs.
AKA the general from the Flash, a.k.a.
Jock Jeffcoat in Billions.
Yup, a.k.a. a million other things.
Yeah, he's been in so many things.
I like him a lot. Obviously, his voice has a decent amount of range, considering he's Mr. Krabs and then actual people.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good actor from what I've seen him in.
Yeah, I agree. Like, he's not just one of those people that can... It's not just, like, voice acting or acting. Like, I think he's good at both.
Yeah, he has good range.
Yeah. I'm really excited, and every time I see him on TV, I just think of Mr. Krabs, like, immediately, no matter who he's playing. It's not that I think his acting is bad, but, like, his voice is just so recognizable.
They're always after me secret recipe.
So I'll be excited to see how he is on Dexter. So, will you watch it with me?
Sure.
Because you've seen, like, some episodes
I've seen,
with
like,
me.
Half of an episode with you.
Oh. All you have to know about Dexter is
can I guess?
Yeah.
We don't like that he's a lumberjack.
And oh, I was talking about, like, the premise of the show.
His child was left with a serial killer.
Yes.
And what else do I know? He's didn't he work for, like, the police?
Yeah, he, and, like, blood splatter analyst for Miami police.
The perfect cover to murder people from.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's all.
But he only kills bad people. So, sure. Like, he only... But that's like the premise is like you don't want you like it's almost like Breaking Bad where you don't want the bad guy to get caught because like they are like a good guy deep down. It's like you don't. So the premise is like his adopted dad knew he was like a killer from a young age and was like, well, if you don't want to get caught, like only kill bad people because like no one will care if they go missing.
Yeah.
So Walter, he like
Walter White. Did I want him to get caught?
Oh, well, never mind. Well, I always people always compare like Breaking Bad and Dexter. It's like a really like a good guy, bad guy kind of thing.
I can see it. Hal got weird in the later seasons, I feel, though. But that's for another story.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Wonder Woman and Wonder Woman 1984.
See you all in 84 seconds. Wonder Woman, DC's big three. Only one of them has actually good movies, though. Today, we're going to be talking about Wonder Woman and her two DC movies from the recent years, Wonder Woman and Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah, so we actually, so Wonder Woman came out in 2017, but we just watched it, like, the week before Christmas when, like, the second one came out, and it's really good. I went in with, like, I heard people say it was good, but I went in with, like, very little expectations because I've also heard DC things are bad.
Yes.
Or, like, lower quality. So I was like, okay, it'll be okay. But, like, I do want to watch it. And I really liked it.
It was very good for an origin story.
Yeah. How would you describe, like, Wonder Woman's background? Because you know more about, like, this Greek stuff. Greek
All right. Wonder Woman stuff is, than I do. Like, essentially a god. At least, I forget how it is in other media, but in the movie, it's like she's the daughter of Zeus, and she's got all these superpowers. She's essentially like Superman with less powers, but leans more into magic, if that makes sense. Like, she doesn't have the heat vision, she doesn't have the frost breath, but she also doesn't have the kryptonite weakness, and she, like, has a lot of stuff to do with, like, Greek gods, like Ares,
yeah,
who is the main villain of this movie, and it leans a lot more into that, like, old world Greek mythology,
yeah,
which is, like, super neat.
And I never knew that in the history of Wonder Woman, that was, like, the basis for it, so, because we were watching the movie, and I was like, did they just make this up for the movie, or, like, no, this is, like, the lore. I never
this
knew that.
The lore, we gotta watch all of the Justice League cartoon.
Don't quote me on this. I think Justice League is on HBO Max now.
The show?
I think
the
so.
Movie?
No. I was looking at, like, their animated stuff the other day, and I thought I saw Justice League or one of the shows that are like that.
We're going to take a brief intermission to watch all of Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
Does it have Baby Yoda in it?
Doesn't have. It came out far before Baby Yoda was in there.
Well, then I'm less interested now. Huh. But, no, we'll have to check to see if it's on HBO Max, because I think they bought a lot of that stuff. And I thought I saw it on there. I'm not 100% sure. Yep. We will check that and let you know.
No, they have a lot of DC stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I really like this movie. I liked highlights. What did I like? I like that it was World War I instead of World War II, even though that was a little bit different for me. I'm used to, like, her whole shtick with meeting, why do I forget his name?
Steve Trevor.
Steve Trevor is usually, like, World War II, and he's a fighter pilot. This time it was World War I, and he's a fighter pilot. But that was still neat. The fact that Professor Lupin was secretly the big bad was really neat.
Which we didn't see coming.
No, it was really funny, because, you know, I'm watching the whole movie, and I'm like, all right, I think it's going to be, like, Ludendorff, who's, like, the German general that's trying to track down the whole movie. He's like, he's got to be Ares. And then, like, very briefly, near, like, maybe first half, somewhere in the first half of the movie, you meet, I don't even remember his name, he's Professor Lupin. You meet Professor Lupin, who's, like, the Prime Minister of England at that point.
Looking at my notes for his name, because Sir Patrick Morgan, he's not the Prime Minister, but he's, like, I think he's high up.
He's, like, some sort of politician.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, they got...
He's on the Supreme War Council.
He's gonna turn into a werewolf, and he's just being really nice. And then you get to the end of the movie, and it was like, nope. It was him all along, and there was one very small clue that was, like, a nice little...
I missed completely.
Yeah, he was, like, he made a reference... So he walks with a cane, and he's kind of injured. Earlier in the movie, they make a reference to Zeus hurling a lightning bolt at Ares and, like, wounding him. Not mortally, but heavily wounding him. And then when you first meet Sir Patrick Morgan, he makes a reference to, like,
a past injury.
He has an injury, and if he was, like, in better strength like he was when he was younger, and then later at the end of the movie when he shows up, it's like, oh, yeah, that all makes sense.
It's all coming together, yeah.
It's cheeky and good, and then Wonder Woman kills him in the end.
And then Steve sacrifices himself.
Oh, I don't like this.
Me either, because, like...
Steve isn't supposed to die.
Yeah.
Steve was supposed to live.
He dead, though.
Steve died.
Because he wanted to, like, save Europe from being poison gas.
Save England from being covered in mustard gas.
Yeah.
So he took the big mustard gas plane and blew it up with himself in it.
So in, like, the original Wonder Woman, Justice League lore, whatever you want to call it, does he, like, is he in a plane that, like, tries to save the day with some, like, is this even, like, similar?
He flies. Or? He's a pilot still.
But this wasn't, like, he tried to, like, do something like this that you know of, at least.
I don't remember anything quite like that. I know he didn't blow himself up because there's a really nice little, like, in the end of the episode I'm thinking of. Which, by the way, also had Vandal Savage, who, as far as I know, isn't in the DC universe of movies
who?
Yet. So, side trip, here
I'm
we
so
go.
Confused.
Vandal Savage is immortal. He was a caveman, and then a big meteor came out of the sky and landed. And then he was the only caveman brave enough to go up to it, and it gave him immortality and invincibility, effectively. But it's also, like, kind of terrible because...
Wait, he was in this movie?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay.
So, like, in the show...
Okay.
He's in World War II time.
Okay.
With all this. And he's an analog for Hitler. Yeah, they cut a few things out of this movie that I'm curious to see where they go with. But I thought it was good.
Yeah, I really liked it. So I've talked about this in past episodes, like, before you and I started dating... I didn't watch, like, any superhero movies, like, even Marvel. And then when you and I started dating, you're like, oh, Marvel just has, like, superior content. So, like, we would always go watch Marvel movies or, like, talk about that stuff. So, like, now seeing these two DC movies do really well, like, I'm excited. And I think we might have talked about this in the past, but if we haven't, they're releasing the Snyder Cut of Justice League on HBO Max in, like, 4 mini episodes, so it's like a 4-hour movie, and we're definitely gonna have to watch.
I'm excited.
And review that. Because I've heard.
Cautiously excited.
I've heard it's better, like, and I didn't see the original Justice League, but I heard, like, the tone was off. And it didn't feel like it fit in that world, and, like, the Snyder Cut actually feels like it's in that. I don't know if I'm explaining that right.
Yeah, from what I know about the Justice League movie, it was, like, a big, terrible, useless ham sandwich. Like, they didn't actually do anything they should have done with. The opportunity they had. And it was also before everybody even had an origin story, which is, like, kind of
yeah.
weird.
I also was reading that, like, the reason that
Snack Snyder.
Zack Snyder had to leave was because someone in his family passed away. So, like, it was kind of like he had done, like, half the work of, like, the movie, and then it's like, okay, I have to leave. This is important, but, like, we can't just pause this. Like, this movie has to come out. It has deadlines. So, like, they hired someone else to finish it, and that's why it was, like,
weird
because it's, like, you're having, like, two different directions. And I don't think either direction was bad. It was just they were different. So now it's, like, okay, well, what would this movie look like if Zack Snyder had finished it? Like, the editing, the producing, the direct, like, if he had done all of that and had the oversight, like, what would it look like? So I'm interested to see, like, a completed vision, I think, is how it makes sense. So, yeah, I definitely want to watch that because I've heard from, like, people that have seen screeners that it's a lot better, so... I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And I'm excited that they're doing it as a miniseries because 4 hours, one is a long movie. I know you would watch it.
I was
going to
say, one of us doesn't want to sit through
yeah.
an extended movie.
But also for me, for someone who doesn't know a lot of the DC stuff, like, I process it, I feel like, at a slower speed. So if I'm watching it all at once, like, I end up just getting completely lost because, like, I don't understand what's going on. So, like, if I have an hour to, like, look at it and then, like, process it, like, in chunks, I don't know. It's better for me. That might not be everyone's idea. That's just me.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, but I'm excited. But since we don't have Justice League uncut, Snyder cut, whatever it's called yet, we did have Wonder Woman 1984, which we liked despite a lot of people not liking it.
I was surprised to hear people didn't like it.
I will say the one thing looking back, like, a couple days after we watched it that I didn't like as much was the Cheetah storyline. Like, it felt, because they have, like, Wonder Woman versus Max Lord as, like, the primary, like, good guy, bad guy. And, like, I loved that plot. Like, I thought all that was great. But then you also have, like, this other villain in there that kind of felt like was just thrown in there. Was my opinion.
I don't know if I'd say she was thrown, but I like that there was two villains, because there's Max Lord, who...
Pedro Pascal
can effectively do whatever he wants. Yeah. He becomes the wish stone. Not witch stone. And then there was Barbara, who at first was like an analog to Wonder Woman / Diana Prince and had all of her powers, which I was like, okay, that's cool. And then near the end of the movie, like, she's Cheetah. And it's like, well, that seems like a downgrade. Cheetah sucks.
She's like, I want to be an apex predator.
Yeah, she's like, I want to be an apex predator. And then she's like, Cheetah Girl, and it seems like she has less
Cheetah
powers.
Cheetah Girls, Cheetah Sisters. Remember those Disney Channel movies?
I don't.
Oh, okay. It was about, like, a girl group that all wore, like, cheetah outfits.
Real bad news for you.
What?
I didn't watch those movies. Because I'm a boy.
That's okay.
And it wasn't Batman.
That's okay. I understand. But that's what, I just, that came in my head when you said, like, Cheetah Girl.
It's not
or whatever.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Do you know they did a sequel to that on Netflix where their parents?
Why?
I don't know, but it's like the same actors growing up, I think.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I forget the name of it. It's not like Shark Boy and Lava Girl 2. It's like, it has a different name.
Coming next week. Whatever the name of that movie is.
You can watch that and talk about it yourself.
Yeah, okay. Of all people, I thought you'd be interested.
I'd have to watch the first one.
You never seen the first one?
No.
Me neither. I presumed you had.
No.
You watched like all those Disney Channel originals, though.
I don't think that's a Disney Channel original movie.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We'll check.
I'm like 95%.
Okay, now I need to check. Hold, please.
Doo-doo-doo. No, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I remember seeing the commercials for it a lot.
It was on
Disney. Right? Yeah. Pretty sure.
Oh, it came out in movie theaters.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl? No.
Yeah, it's definitely not a Disney movie. It wouldn't be on Netflix if it was a Disney movie. Because, like, they have Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's the sequel, though.
But I'm saying the original's on Netflix, too.
I still refuse to believe this.
So the second one is called We Can Be Heroes, Shark Boy and Lava Girl 2, is the name of the second one.
So Shark Boy and Lava Girl 2.
Yeah, but it has, like, that name. We Can Be. It's not just, like, that.
It has a silly tag.
Yeah. But back to this, yeah, I felt like... Like,
Cheetah sucks.
I like the idea of Cheetah, and I wish they almost did it, like, in another movie. Or, like, a villain. I don't know. It just felt...
I think she's just a bad villain. Everything I've seen her in, she's, like, a D-list villain.
Yeah.
What is your superpower? Kind of fast and kind of strong like a cheetah. Like, that's it. Okay, cool. Who are you fighting? Superman, who's like a god. Batman, who's, like, the smartest person in the universe. And then Wonder Woman, who's also like a goddess. Like, you can't...
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I liked the rest of the movie. I loved the end when we see that Asteria is still alive and she's played by Linda Carter.
Oh, that was really
nice. Who
is
Wonder Woman from, like, the 70s. I wonder if they're gonna... Because they already announced they're doing a third, and that'll be the final one, because they always wanted it to be a trilogy. I wonder if, like, she'll come back.
I bet she will.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I really liked it. Like, I didn't like it as much as the first one. I would say the first one was probably, like, 4.5 out of 5, and this one was probably, like... 3.5 out of 5, but I still, you're making a face.
Making a face. I give them both like a 4.5 out of 5, personally.
Yeah, I just thought the second one wasn't as great, but I didn't, I don't know, I was reading reviews and people were like, it's trash. And
they were land-based in it.
I did a poll on our Instagram and it was like, did you like it, did you not? And I think like over 60% said they didn't like it.
Yeah, it's weird to me. I liked it. It is very different. Because a lot of times these movies are super formulaic. They're like, this is going to happen, and then that's going to happen, and then you're going to see this coming. And then this was fun because it was like, there's two villains.
Yeah.
And then this is the plot, and then this happens, and then Steve Trevor's back, sort of, I guess.
I saw a lot of people didn't like that, but I did like it because it's like, what else would she have wished for?
I liked it, and I liked how they executed it when they ended up realizing that it was like the god of mischief that created the Wishing Stone.
Yeah.
Like, Everything makes a lot of sense. Like, yeah, you get Steve Trevor, but it's not really him, and he's in somebody else's body that was just kind of taken over.
And you
it's
have like, to lose him again if you want to, like, save the day.
That's like, that seems like a very God of Mischief thing to do.
It does. It seems very sneaky, but... Yeah, I really like these movies. I'm excited to see, like, what's next. I definitely think I want to watch more DC movies. Like, I know you mentioned you want to watch Aquaman, because the second one's coming out, so, like, I would watch that.
Aquaman's supposed to be good. Ones I've seen that are good are...
Didn't you say the original
Superman? Original Superman I really liked, and then I think that's it. I've seen Batman versus Superman, which was terrible, and I'm pretty sure I've said that on the pod before. I've seen... What else is in this series?
There's Justice League.
No, haven't seen that.
I don't know.
Did Batman get another movie?
I don't think so. I think his. I know they're gonna do. Batman they're gonna do a Flash Batman. One. Wait, what about Suicide Squad? Does that count?
I saw Suicide Squad. I think it's like adjacent to this whole universe.
I gotcha.
And it was also very bad.
Well, Wonder Woman is trying to save the day.
She is.
But you know what's gonna save the day next week?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
And?
Mandalorian.
Yes! Want to double review it?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about the last season of Sabrina. Can't believe it. This is the last season of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
So and good.
And we're also, we've given ourselves a couple weeks. We've cried a lot.
One of us cried a lot.
There's been tears. Mandalorian season 2 review. I think I can finally talk about it. I think...
Okay.
I've done the group therapy sessions, and I think I'm in an okay place.
To talk about the spoiler I'm not going to say right
now. Yeah. So we'll leave you guys on this note, and we will see you guys next week.
Catch you all soon.
Thanks for listening to our show. Make sure to like our Facebook page through our link in the show notes or by searching We Like to Say We're Experts on Facebook. See you next time.